Tell us what happened and we'll recommend a light sentence.
Nice try. But I happen to understand a little thing called the prisoner's dilemma.
Is that so?
You have no physical evidence of a crime, so you can only convict us if one of us rats out the others. And since we're all aware of that fact, no one will rat out anyone. And we'll be free in a matter of minutes.
It was all Dilbert!
Alice! He has always been evil. I felt it, but I never knew how evil. Oh, God!
A shock!
May I have that ice cream sandwich you promised me now?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 18th, 2019. Welcome to day 729. Donald Trump personally directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about his plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow in order to obscure his involvement in the deal. Cohen and Trump had at least 10 face-to-face meetings about the deal during the campaign. Cohen admitted to Robert Mueller's team that he had given false testimony to the Senate and House Intelligence Committees and told them that the Moscow Tower negotiations ended in January 2016 in an attempt to minimize the links between the Moscow Project and Trump, quote, in hopes of limiting the ongoing Russia investigations, end quote. Trump also approved a plan by Cohen to visit Russia during the presidential campaign and meet with Vladimir Putin in order to kick off the negotiations for the Moscow Project. Quote, make it happen, Trump told Cohen. Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. also received regular, very detailed updates about the project from Cohen. The revelation marks the first time Trump is known to have directly and explicitly ordered one of his subordinates to lie about his dealings with Russia. Democrats in Congress have vowed to investigate the reporting by BuzzFeed News, which could leave the president open to accusations of suborning perjury and obstruction of justice. House Intelligence Chairman Representative Adam Schiff said, quote, we will do what's necessary to find out if it's true, end quote, and said that the allegations that Trump may have suborned perjury before our committee in an effort to curtail the investigation and cover up his business dealings with Russia is among the most serious to date, end quote. Representative Jerry Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, tweeted that the panel's, quote, job is to get to the bottom of it, and we will do that work, adding, quote, we know that the president has engaged in a long pattern of obstruction, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr testified during his confirmation hearing this week that it would be a crime if, quote, the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely, end quote. Barr described such conduct as classic obstruction of justice. And finally, Trump accused Michael Cohen of, quote, lying to reduce his jail time, end quote. That was following the report that he directed his former lawyer to lie to Congress. Separately, Rudy Giuliani issued a statement that says, quote, any suggestion from any source that the president counseled Michael Cohen to lie is categorically false, end quote. And in the polls, Pew Research Center says 37% of Americans approve of the job that Trump is doing as season 3 of The Trump Show begins. 59% disapprove. 47% think Trump will be an unsuccessful president, compared to 29% of respondents who think he'll be successful in the long term. And now to the notables. 1. Nancy Pelosi postponed her official trip to Europe and Afghanistan due to security concerns after Trump divulged the itinerary. 2. Melania Trump flew to Florida on an Air Force jet just hours after Trump postponed Pelosi's use of a military plane. 3. Mitch McConnell blocked another bill to reopen the government, marking the third time that McConnell has knocked down House-passed government funding bills. 4. The Justice Department is hiring a pair of attorneys to handle border wall litigation in South Texas. 5. The Trump administration is considering speeding up the deportation of migrant children by denying them asylum hearings after separating them from their parents. This is according to a 2017 draft memo. 6. Trump will meet with Kim Jong-un sometime in late February. It will be the second time that Trump has met with the North Korean leader to discuss eliminating the country's nuclear arsenal. 7. The White House canceled its delegation's planned trip to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. And finally, Mike Pence called criticism of his wife's decision to teach at an anti-LGBT Christian school, quote, deeply offensive, end quote. In the employment application, Emmanuel Christian School requires applicants to agree that marriage can only be between a man and a woman. The school also requires parents to sign an agreement that allows the school to deny admission or kick out students who engage in activities that conflict with a, quote, biblical lifestyle, end quote, such as condoning sexual immorality, homosexual activity, or bisexual activity, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.